Chapter 3 Inside a Pyramid. The next day, Father and Mother go to work, and we go to school. We return in the afternoon, and the phoenix asks,
So, where do you want to go?
Anthea wants to see Niagara Falls. Charles and Robert want to go on safari in Africa, and I want to see kangaroos and koalas in Australia.
Well, you kids can't decide, so the carpet must decide,
says the phoenix.
Let's go!
We all sit on the carpet, and the phoenix says,
Carpet, take us to a wonderful place.
The ground trembles, and suddenly we're high up in the clouds. It's incredible! The carpet moves in the strong wind, and it's quite frightening. Charles falls from it, but Robert catches his foot.
Hold on, Charles! I've got you!
Robert pulls Charles back onto the carpet. Thank goodness! We look down and we see houses and trees. They're so small. Soon there are no more trees. We fly over the sea and then over a big desert. Where are we? I ask. Suddenly, Charles points and shouts,
Look! It's a pyramid! We're in Egypt! Carpet! Let's go inside the pyramid. Maybe we can find a mummy.
The carpet stops flying and suddenly we're in a cold, dark place.
Oh, it's horrible in here, says Anthea. Let's ask the carpet for some light.
Suddenly, a torch appears in her hand, and we see we're in a small room. There are very old Egyptian pictures on the wall.
We're inside the pyramid,
Charles says.
Can you believe this?
We look around. There are no doors or windows.
There's no way out. Charles, this was a really stupid wish,
says Robert angrily.
Sorry,
says Charles.
Here's a good wish. Please, carpet, we want to go home.
But nothing happens. What's happening, Phoenix? I ask. Why aren't we going home?
You've only got 3 wishes every day,
says the Phoenix.
The torch was your last wish.
What? Why didn't you tell us that?
Says Charles.
I explained that yesterday,
says the Phoenix.
You didn't remember.
Oh no! Now how can we leave this place?
Robert says. Let's wait, I say. Many visitors come here. Maybe they can help us.